When I was asked to be the lay speaker this Sunday, I thought about it, and thinking that I've given several talks for Emmaus and Christless weekends, and that it shouldn't be too hard, so I said yes. Well, the Chrysalis and Emmaus talks are provided with pages of outline and suggestions. Now what do I do? Well, here goes. When I first read the gospel reading for today, earlier this week, I thought, why are we reading this? Just had Easter 2 weeks ago, and we know that Jesus died and was raised from the dead. Why go back to this time when Jesus would be with his disciples? So I prayed and asked God to help me understand. Then I started to read further, and that was verses 10 through 14, and now I understood why. This was the story of the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection. Although Jesus had been teaching and telling them what they were to do, it was like they got laid off from being disciples after his crucifixion, and they went back to their old trade of fishing. They must have been afraid and of the ridicule and persecution they would face if they continued to talk about Jesus. So they went back to their comfort zone, fishing. Isn't that what we all do when we are confronted with problems? I know I do. Even though I was brought up a Christian and went to church every week, I did not understand the need for prayer. I thought I could take care of my own problems. It wasn't until I went on Emmaus weekend where I heard several testimonies of personal problems much worse than I could ever imagine. And these people said they prayed and prayed and were able to survive their obstacles with the help of God. Here was a new experience for me, praying. We've had problems here at church. Remember when the nursery school didn't pay the rent and just suddenly walked away? What were we going to do? Where were we going to get the money to pay our bills? Well, guess what? All of a sudden, Early Head Start lost their lease at their old location and needed our classrooms. Our prayers were answered. Amen. During one of our community Thanksgiving dinners, Peter and I were carving turkeys when we carved the last one and announced that was the last turkey, but we still have a lot of people to feed. Everyone in the kitchen looked at each other. I guess they prayed because just then another turkey arrived, cooked and ready to serve. And more came later. We always seem to have enough food to serve everybody that comes for dinner. God provides us because we are doing what Jesus asked of his disciples. Feed my sheep. Aren't we disciples? Isn't that what Jesus wants us to be? Isn't that what we want to be? Every Sunday in the prayer before reading of the Holy Scripture, O God, who inspired the writers of the Holy Scripture, speak to us through the readings of these sacred texts. Fill us with the faith we need to live life abundantly and inspire us to discipleship. It's simple. All we have to do is pray and ask God for help. It might not come in the way we expect, but it will come. Back to our story of the disciples. So here we have seven disciples trying to get away from it all, and they went fishing. That's their comfort zone. They fished all night with no success. Looks like even the experts have an off night. So who came to the rescue? Our Lord Jesus. Does he scold them for not doing what they were trained or what he asked them to do before he was crucified? No. In his loving way, he helps them catch fish by telling them to cast their nets to the other side. He shows them that if they listen to him and have faith in what he says, they will succeed beyond their expectations. They will catch many fish and be able to spread the word throughout their world because he's always going to be there for them. Sometimes I wish he would tell me to put my line on the other side of the boat when I'm fishing. Just think, these lowly fishermen found the courage through the faith to go out and spread the story of Jesus to strangers throughout the land. See what God can do? They were the start of our Christian religion. I cannot imagine I would have the courage that they had to risk everything, walking about, telling strangers about Jesus, and saying they were Christians. Did you notice who God chose as disciples? They were lowly fishermen. And what about Saul, the persecutor of the Christians? You remember the story in Acts chapter 9? That was read earlier this morning. All the most unlikely people to become disciples. So why not us? We did not witness the crucifixion and the resurrection, but we believe. We read the story, and then we all believed that God died for us. We cannot all become preachers, but we have gifts and God-given talents that we can use to do other things. We bring food to the pantry. We cook for the community with our Wesleyan Thanksgiving dinners. We bring clothing. We help with the missions. We have ESL, teaching English to the local Hispanic community, and other things that are too numerous to mention. We allow various groups like AA and NA and the Pentecostal Church to use our facility for their meetings. The clergy refer to us as children of God, and as children, we start by taking baby steps, being disciples. When Brenda first brought me to this church 26 years ago, I felt a warmth and love that I had never felt at any church I ever attended. I wanted to be part of this family, and I thank you for welcoming me here. With all that's been going on for the past few years, all I can do is hope and pray that we will be here for people that need us in the future. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for your patience and understanding and for giving me the ability to hear you as you guided me today. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.